It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Please call and somebody will pray for you and your needs. The end of the program, I'm going to pray for you. We are studying what Jesus Christ was doing 2,000 years ago and what we can do today in the name of Jesus. Last time we learned there was a man in the synagogue and he was a demon possessed, but he said, "Why did you come to destroy us?" That means he had more than one demon. But here today we are going to study about the man who had much more than the last program. Matthew chapter 8, you read one verses 28 to 34, and Mark chapter 5, verses 1 to 20. Read Mark chapter 5, verses 1 to 20, you'll get the whole story. Now, here is the man. This man was demon-possessed, but he was different than other people we learned. This man was very, very dangerous man. They used to tie him with a chain, he will break the chain. They will use whatever the way to tie him, he will break into pieces those chains and he will run. And where he was running and living in the burial grounds and mountains. He used to take the stone and hit himself and bleed and running wild. I don't know what he was eating, who was giving him food. It's not mentioned in the Word of God. Maybe whatever he can eat in the jungle, he was eating. But he was very strong and nobody was able to tame this man. Then here comes Jesus and his disciples. But you have to read, when the disciples were coming, they were having tough time in the boat because they were the very heavy storm there and they were scared to death. But they came out of that boat and just walking in this land and this man comes running. Disciple might be thinking, we had a great problem in the sea, now we came to the land and this man is giving us hard time. But they came running and fell at the feet of Jesus Christ. Can you imagine? These disciples, they heard about this man. They might be thinking, now he's causing us the trouble. Instead of causing any trouble, this man fell at the feet of Jesus Christ. He didn't ask anything. He just fell and started worshiping. And Jesus simply asked him, "What's your name?" He says, "My name is Legion." Legions means thousands of demons came into this man. And I was surprised. If one man can have one demon spirit, he will be crazy. That other man we saw in a synagogue, he had few demons, we don't know how many, but he says, "Why did you come to destroy us?" But he was not causing any problem, he was in the synagogue. But this man is living in the cave and living in mountains and burial grounds and killing himself and beating himself to death. But when he saw Jesus Christ, he recognized, this is God. This is Son of God. And so he just fell at Jesus' feet and Jesus asked him, "What's your name?" He says, "My name is Legion." I think Jesus Christ simply asked the question to let the disciple know. Because Jesus knew everything. He doesn't have to ask his name or how many of you. But I believe when he said that, disciples, they heard it. Then he said, don't hurt us. Don't destroy us. Don't send us out of this country or out of this region. We want to stay in here. He said, let us go to the swine. And Jesus Christ said, okay, that's the way you want, go. When he said go, all these demons came out of him. And if you see Mark chapter 5 verse 13, it says, those swines were almost 2,000 grazing there. And they start running like a crazy. And they ran from this mountain and went to the lake and drowned. Can you imagine? Now hundreds of shepherds, the pig shepherds, and they saw this. What happened to our pigs? They never acted like this. They're running crazy and nobody can get hold of them. And they went to the lake and drowned. So these people heard about Jesus. Maybe this is a work of Jesus. So let's go to him. You know, sometimes anything happens, the people blame Christians. Same idea. So they came to Jesus and they saw this man, the demon-possessed man, wearing clean garment, sitting at the feet of Jesus Christ and listening to Jesus. Now these people came and start arguing with Jesus. Instead of saying, you know what, this man was giving trouble to everyone and the whole city or whole town was scared, but now this man is completely tamed. If the one killer comes from the prison and they give you notice that the one killer is free and he is a dangerous man, whole town will be scared. But once they catch the killer, everybody will say, good, that man is arrested again. But these people didn't say anything. They say, hey, Jesus, get out of our town. You're ruining our business. Those people, those farmers, were Jewish, doing the wrong business. Jewish people should not be doing the pig farming. Or maybe some of them a different religion is not given in the Bible. But you're worried about your pigs and you are not worried about one man. Bible says one man's value is more than the whole world. But today's people, they love animal more than people. They don't care. If there is a one owl living in one place, they will tell people, leave this farm alone. Or one river, there are one small fish, and the fish is enjoying, they will say, okay, we don't disturb that water. Even though you have farming problem, and even though you are dying without water, but don't touch the water because that little fish will die. And this is the way people think. And so this is not today's thing. This happened 2,000 years ago. They were worried about the animal and not the man. And so they told Jesus Christ, get out of our town. Jesus Christ didn't argue with them because Jesus was not going to settle in that town and make a synagogue or church and sit there. He was moving all the time. And so this man said to Jesus, Jesus, I want to follow you. Jesus said, you know what? Go to your own house. Go to your friends. Tell them what God has done a great things for you. And he sent him away. Now some people will say, if somebody wants to follow Christ, why Jesus did not allow him to come and follow? There was a lady got 7 demons, Mary Magdalene. And she followed Christ. And you can see how many bad stories they are making about Mary Magdalene. So So Jesus knew people are crazy. They will make any problems. So he simply said, go to your own house. Up to now, you didn't live in your house. So the people were craving for you. You might be father, brother, or somebody's son, and they want you to be a normal. And now you go and tell them what Jesus Christ has done. And the word of God says he went to his own house. He told everybody how he got healed. Not only his town, but he went to every city in every town, telling people what Jesus Christ has done. And the word of God says it was so many people coming to Jesus because of this one man's testimony. What I'm trying to say, if Jesus Christ does some miracle for you, what are you going to do for him? Just like this man, once God heals you, it is your job to go and tell somebody. Many times Jesus says, don't tell anybody. But this particular man, he says, go and tell your household, your family, your friends, your relatives, or anyone knows you. He was famous, a troublemaker, a destroyer. But now he's an evangelist, going and telling about Jesus Christ. We have to learn that Jesus Christ is the one who can transform our life. There is none like Jesus Christ. I said earlier, there was a one lady. She was chained like a dog. And she was not able to do anything for the family but trouble. They brought that lady to church. It's a long story. I laid hand and prayed for her. The demon came out. She went home and cooked the dinner for the whole family. And no more prisoners or no more chain round about her neck or hands. Instantly, God healed that lady and many people got the testimony. The point I'm making, this happened 2,000 years ago. But when I prayed, this happened recently in this, in 20th or 21st century. Jesus Christ is doing miracles. I can tell you hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people set free, demon possessed. But the point is one. If you or your loved ones are in this kind of condition, don't worry. Jesus knows your situation. Jesus knows your problem. He will set you free. See what Jesus said. He says, ye shall know the truth, and truth shall set you free. Who is the truth? Jesus says, I am the truth, I am the life, and I am the way to go to heaven. Without Jesus, there is no truth. Once Jesus comes in, he sets us free. Free from what? Free from sickness, free from disease, free from all kinds of evil things. Evil habit, bad friends, everything he will change and he will supply your needs. You will be never the same. Can you imagine this man was wandering in the wilderness or the mountain? I don't know, he might be naked. Everybody was afraid. But when he got healed, he got a brand new cloth. Somebody gave him a cloth. Robe and everything, and he was in his right mind and sitting there. You don't have to worry about future. Some people come to me and say, I'm handicapped. I have this problem. And I'm getting government help. And those people, sometimes they want to get healed, but at the same time, they want government money too. So both things doesn't work. If you get healed, then you can go and work. You don't need a government help. There was a one man came to me and he said, I sued the company. Something fell on his chest or he lifted something and he was very hurt. So he sued the company. Now when he sued the company, you cannot do any other job. So he was doing the job in another place and taking the money under the table means not showing the government what he's earning. And he was depressed. I said, sir, how many millions, 10 millions, 20 millions, how many millions of dollars you're going to get? He said, oh, no, millions, maybe thousands. I said, if you get thousands or millions, and you get sick and die, or your family get into trouble, what that millions of dollars are going to do to you? He said, but I need healing. I said, I'm going to pray for you. God is going to heal you, and then you don't need anybody's help. He said, I'm going to call my lawyer. I prayed for him, God healed him, he called the lawyer. Lawyer said, your case is going to come within a week. He said, within a week or within a day, I don't need it. I'm healed. Today, he has a couple of houses. His children are doing well, and he is doing well. Just think, if somebody says, I sue the company, I'm going to take under the table, and I'm living that kind of life, you will never be rich. You will never be doing great things. So I tell people, there was one family called me in Chester, and the girl was deaf and dumb, and she just walked away. And so I said to the mother, why your daughter doesn't have manners? She could say hello or bye. She said, you don't know, she is handicapped. She cannot talk, she cannot hear. I said, call her and translate what I'm saying. And I prayed for that girl, and instantly she got healed. And I told this lady, go to church and testify or come to our church. And she didn't do that. And the minister took me to their house. I called that minister. I said, how that girl is doing? Oh, she's doing fine. She can hear the car and people, and she's trying to understand the family and this and that. And now it's almost 3-4 weeks. I said, she never told anybody anything. She said, no, because she's getting a lots of money from the government. So she did not give glory to God. What happened? All of a sudden, she became deaf again, and she could not talk again. The point I'm making, people are trusting in a government and other money, and that's why they cannot get complete freedom or complete answer. I tell people, don't worry about income going away. Just trust in God, and God will supply your needs. He will give you business. He will give you a job. He will give you everything. If He can heal you, He can do other things too. But people in America, I see, they come for healing. They don't get healing. And they say, why the healing happens in other countries and not here? Other countries, they don't have a good medicine, so they have to trust in God. They don't have money, so they have to trust in God. And that's why the miracles happen. Here, miracles happens, but the people do not want God's help. They want government help. If I get healed today, I cannot tell anybody. How long you are not going to tell anybody and take secretly money from government, then you have problem. You have to say, I want to trust in God. Other day one lady came, that's just yesterday. She came and said, Pastor Peter, please pray for me. I said, what can I do for you? She said, I got hurt while they were taking me in ambulance or somewhere. And so she said, I called the lawyers and I sued them. And the case was going on, and yesterday or last week or so, the lady came and she said, you are not going to get anything because your problem is not that serious. She said, but this lady is lying to me. I need something. I said, sister, let me ask you a question. You are alive, right? You are not handicapped. You don't have a collar. You don't have a scratches, or you don't have any stick. You're walking fine. You're talking to me fine. You're alive. Even though you get millions of dollars, you're old. What are you going to do? Let all the other people will come and share your money and your wealth. Why can't you live a glorious life what God has given to you? You are not hurting. And I laid hand and prayed. And she started laughing and praising God. I said, don't worry about that money. And I gave an example how other people wanted to sue, and I prayed and they dropped the suit. So, point I'm making, God is doing miracles. Allow Jesus Christ to do miracles. Don't be like those people. Get out of my town. You ruined my business. We don't want Jesus in my town. So, millions of dollars, millions of business will come and will go. Can you imagine 2,000 pigs or swines ran to the water and drowned? Within a split second, millions of dollars are gone. Money has wings. They will come and they will go. Trust in Jesus Christ. Call upon Jesus Christ. No matter what condition you have and you are suffering financially, socially, emotionally, or spiritually, or any other way, you have no peace, Jesus Christ will give you eternal peace. You don't have a job, He will give you a job. You don't have a house, God will give you a house. Yes. If I try to tell you, say, you have answer for everything. Other day one person said, please pray for me, I need a house. I said, let's pray. God, give him a house. There are dead people have a place to go. Why cannot he have a house? And pretty soon, he calls me. He said, Pastor Peter, I'm calling you from my new home. How it happened? You encourage people. God is the source of our supply. Even though you are mentally tormented, physically you are not able to do anything, but God is able to give you a job, give you a house, give you a wife, give you children, give you everything. There is nothing impossible with God. Devil is a liar. He is a deceiver. But in front of God, devil has no power. As I said, devil will be like a mouse, would not say anything against God. Because devil knows his time has come and he will go to the hellfire one day. But we have power. Don't pamper the sickness or disease or pain. Some people, you know, pamper the sickness. You say, how come? Well, some people say, if I'm sick, my husband will take care of me. Or if I'm sick, somebody will help me. And some minister doing that. I told one minister, if you say, oh, I'm always sick and I'm always sick, how many times your church member will help you? And one of these days, they are going to say, he's no use of us. He cannot come, he cannot preach, let's go to another church. And you lose the member. Don't play sick. Sickness and disease is not a gift from God. This is the enemy's tactic. Enemy gives that. I'm going to pray for you. Just call upon Jesus. Once you belong to Jesus, then everything is belong to you. Let's pray. Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Let me live for you and for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. If you prayed this prayer from your heart, you are a new creation. Old things are passed away. And the word of God says, behold, all things are become new. What does it mean? All old habit, all old friends, all old sin will go away. And day by day, you will be completely transformed. Sometimes you have a bad habit, saying a foul language. And once you are born again, when that language comes to your mouth, you will say, oh, I'm sorry, Lord, I don't want to say that. And slowly but surely, you will be transformed. And people are going to see you and say, hey, you're not the same man. Your language changed, your habit changed, and you are a good person. Just today, I heard one man, he was a basketball player, and he was making the football as his God. And he had so many problems. And once he received Jesus Christ, he said, now all this problem came to bring me closer to Jesus Christ. Today, he's a preacher. The point I'm making, a football player makes lots of money, but now he's a minister. I'm giving you an invitation. Come and serve the Lord. Now you prayed, you are set free. Go and tell somebody what Jesus Christ has done. We are going to pray for you and your family members. If you are a minister and you are suffering and you don't want to tell anybody, Jesus Christ heard your request. He's going to touch you and heal you. I'm going to pray for you and your loved ones. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, if there is any minister serving to you, secretly he's suffering, touch him, heal him. If there is someone, Hindu or Muslim or Buddhist, and they don't have faith, do miracle so they can come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. And if somebody lying on that bed and tormented, you touch them, heal them, deliver them, and set them free. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. You know what? Once you believe Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are a free man, you are a free person. Try to do the things which you were not able to do before. I guarantee you, you are going to shine. The Word of God says, delight in the Lord and He will give desires of your heart, and your righteousness will shine like a noonday. The time is almost gone. May God richly bless you and use you more and more for His glory. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.